Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
The place here where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. I want to welcome a wonderful singer, and I always want to say it wrong, but it's right. Musician, Blythe. Do it again. Hold on.
I'm a qualified sound therapist, or okay. A sound healer, or a sounder.
All right, so let me start it again. Hold on.
I'm not really a musician, but I guess I come under that cover, but yeah.
Okay, so you're a sound therapist.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. 1, 2, 3. Welcome back to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. We want to welcome our guest today, Trish Blythman from Australia. She is a sound therapist, and we're going to have a very fascinating conversation on the ability of sound to heal us and to, it's not just for enjoyment, frequencies, how people are using this now to get through trauma and work through a lot of stress in their lives. Trish has dedicated her life to this. She has a beautiful singing voice. And she also works with a lot of very interesting instruments that we'll talk a little bit about. So help me welcome her here to the Edge, our guest today, Trish Blythman. How are you, Trish?
Hey, April. How are you? So lovely to speak to you today.
I'm good, doing good. So thank you so much for being on the Edge with me. I'm so excited to have you. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do and how music found you.
Okay. The work that I do came about from an experience, a spiritual enlightenment that I had way back about 11 years ago now. Prior to that, I wasn't really doing anything musical or anything to do with sound, but it sort of woke me up to my gift or gift of service, I guess you would say. But that's a whole other story, which I won't go into because it's very long-winded. But just say an angel came and touched my heart and said, right, get out there and start doing this work. So I basically didn't really know anything about sound and all that. But I started to wake up to being able to speak in angelic tongues or light languages, as a lot of people know it now. And really didn't come with a manual, so I didn't really know what I was supposed to do with it. I just knew that that was something that I was working up to do at this time of evolution as a part of my soul contract. And so off I went. And I started to put groups of people together through meditations, and beautiful sound instruments started to come into my field of awareness. And so I started out with Himalayan singing bowls, which are sometimes known as Tibetan singing bowls by a lot of people, but actually come across from all over the Himalayas. And they're beautiful instruments that put out this very harmonic sound that carries on and on and on. So it's a very beautiful sound. We tried doing this once before.
I have some that are quartz, but here's one just grain so you can see as an example.
Yes.
The smaller one.
Yeah, they're beautiful, beautiful instruments. They really make people feel very calm and relaxed. But I work with gongs and crystal singing bowls, my flute, my shamanic drum, and my vocals, of course. So there's many instruments that brings together for what we call a sound bath. And that doesn't mean you have to jump into a bath. It just means that you're being bathed by the sound and vibrations of what the instruments are putting out there. Because really, basically, what, I mean, sound does for us is that, everything is energy. Everything in the world is energy. And what that does, it actually vibrates and puts out a vibration because of the movement of this energy. And when the vibration is measured, it's measured in frequencies. And those frequencies, as we probably know in musical terms, is hertz. So how sound works for people is when you're actually having somebody within the sound is that it's finding the sympathetic resonance and in training our body and our cells to come back into harmony and balance. So it's the most amazing healing modality around. It's not like it hasn't been around. It's been around for centuries. You know, people in tribes and even in the Egyptian pyramids, they used to have sound chambers that the physicians used to put their clients in. So it's not like a new thing. But when I first started, there was hardly anybody around doing sound therapy. And now it's just like everywhere around the world. There's so many people doing sound healing, sound baths, sound immersions, all sorts of names they come under. But basically what you're doing is laying within the sound, and like the sound is finding anywhere on any level, whether it be mental, emotional, physical or spiritual, where you might be out of whack somewhere, and it's finding that block, that stuck energy as it comes in. And, you know, we know that when we are in pain and when we have disease and sickness and depression and all that, it's just a blocked energy in somewhere within our body. So what the sound does is it comes in and it works against that resistance. And if we take a big breath and just let go and accept, it allows it to move it through and bring us back into harmony. So it's basically what sound therapy does. It brings our body back into more health and well-being, you know, relaxation, giving a chance for our cells to come back into harmony and balance.
And not only stuff, but it also works at a genetic level. It also works within the cells.
That's exactly right. It hits within the cells.
Right, to regenerate them. I know that I have some friends here when I was going through a spiritual awakening, I thought that I was supposed to raise my frequency, but actually I was supposed to lower it. I went to a drum circle. And in that drum circle, it was just amazing because not only did my heart beat, but I connected with people in a very different way. It was almost like a vortex, like a portal that opened for us. It was a channel of change. And again, we had the gongs and we had the singing bowls, and it was just a lot of wonderful things. Now, when you sing in light language, is it almost, and I don't know, I'm just assuming, are you like in a meditative state, a trance state? You know, are you feeling that you're connecting with the higher source? And do you understand at this point, you know, can you translate some of the things that you're singing?
Well, not necessarily when I'm singing, when I'm, because I do spoken word and healings with people. So, you know, I do people from all around the world. I can do a message for them and I translate it. So I can translate. You know, it was in the Corinthians. I only just found it this morning that I'd written something about how in the Corinthians it mentions about Corinthians 14, 1, 20, verse 6. But at this time, brothers, if you should come speaking to you in tongues, what good would I do you unless I spoke to you either with a revelation or with some knowledge or a prophecy or some teaching? And because, you know, originally when I first started, I could not translate. And, you know, my awakening wasn't to do with the church, not that I'm having anything to say about that, but I'm saying mine wasn't to do with the church. I didn't go there to be activated into speaking in this way. It was an actual spiritual awakening, and I did see the sacred geometries coming into my consciousness, and I fluently just started to be able to speak it. And so I didn't know how to do it initially. I didn't even know what I was doing initially, because it was just so fluently, you know, off my tongue that I was able to, it's like it was a part of me just flowing through from heaven, that I was just speaking these words. But eventually I started to be able to translate what is actually being said to the person. Of course, we know that like light language is really high frequency, high vibrational words. So they're not even of this world. Right. So, you know, like English words would be about that much vibration compared to, you know, that of light languages. So I'm only translating a very small part of what I am seeing and feeling and hearing coming through about that message for somebody. But, you know, I used to think it was maybe I wasn't supposed to translate, but then I was reminded by Corinthians that, yeah, it actually is even more potent as us as a human being to have some translation with that. Not to say it's not as powerful without it, it is. So, but with my singing it, I don't really go into working out what I'm actually saying. I just believe and trust that what the vibration and the frequencies that I'm sounding are perfect for the listener, perfect for the person and for what they need. So, yeah, it's basically how it all happened for me.
Well, that's amazing. So how did you become this amazing recording star? I mean, you know, now you have tons of, you know, recorded music, playing the different instruments, really creating these healings. What encouraged you to take it in that direction outside of just being a therapist?
Well, that's a good question, because initially, like I say, I was sort of very left field when I started doing all this work, because no one hardly in Adelaide was doing anything like it, especially not speaking in the light languages. So I just continued with my groups, but then some people were asking me, have you got like a track that I could listen to at home? And one of my dear friends, who does recording and has done recording for many, many years since she was young, she said to me, well, I think I can make that happen for you. She's helped me set up a studio at home and all the right software on my computer and everything for me to go in and do some recording. And it was just after my awakening experience by about a year. And it just flowed so quickly from the moment she set me up. It was like it was waiting to come through. And I'd just go out into my back room, so anywhere around 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the morning, I'd be recording and the next track would be done, basically. So it was just really channeled, flowed through me like somebody was just right there and helping me also, because I wasn't technology based with what I was doing. I'd never learnt any of that. And so it was like, yeah, with a little bit of her help, but most of my learning and whatever divine interaction I had with me, I was able to put together my first album, Awakening the Divine Heart, which was really, really popular with a lot of people. That was 8 years ago. So now I've put out a new album called Codes of Light. Very different in a way from the first one, as you would probably hope it to be, because I've grown and changed as well. But so has, you know, the world. And so I guess all of my work really is about waking other people up. Even if I'm in a private session, treatment with people, doing something over Skype or, you know, through Zoom or wherever I'm doing my one-on-ones with people. I have also put together, you know, something personal for somebody, which has got the light language in there, a bit of a reading, and some music for them to meditate to. But it's all it's all about the codes of light, which is why I've called my album Codes of Light. And that's a new album cover.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is. It's really beautiful. Samuel Ferrand is a beautiful digital artist. And he's I saw this April probably about 6 or 7 years ago, and I fell in love with the picture. And then when I came to putting together my new album, you know what it's like on the internet, like it gets thrashed around everywhere. How do you find the artist behind it all? Because nobody puts a name to it. So I found him. It did take 2 or 3 months to get it all done. He had to reinvent that same picture for me because he'd lost the file. But he put it together just pretty well the same as what he had the original. And it got on. I knew it had to be on that album. I knew that 6 years ago, and I didn't even know the name of the album back then.
Can you dial back a little bit and tell my brains a little bit about your spiritual awakening, as much as you want to share, because people want to connect with you on that level. For people that don't know you or people that are not well versed in sound therapy, I am. You know, again, like I said, I've invested in bowls. I love them. As my mother was passing, I was able to play them, and I really felt a portal. I felt like I was chipping away at coal to find a diamond. I felt like the angels were coming to get her, and I was opening the space for her with that vibration, with that frequency. But tell us a little about your spiritual awakening when you found this gift.
Well, it found me, actually. I was just... in my normal day-to-day life, I've done spiritual work for many years prior, a Reiki master and you know, working with automatic writing and spiritual work. But I hadn't done anything for probably about 2 years. I was working at an aged care facility, and my mum was over there as well. And so everything was going along pretty smoothly. I was contracting, doing some healing work with the elderly, massaging, so on. But I started to wake up early hours of the morning, like an angel had touched my heart. And it was really, you know, that time, you know, when we most magnetically connected to spirit, which is between around 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning. That's when we have that, you know, strongest link with spirit. And I would wake up like an angel would just touch me on the heart, and it would just take my breath away. Seriously, it was like my whole heart had completely opened up. And it was just full of this amazing love. It made me gasp. I'd just be like, oh, like it really expanded my heart area. And it was a love that wasn't from here. I knew it wasn't from here. It was heavenly love.
Mm.
So that's how it started.
Wow.
And it just continued on and got stronger and stronger. Excuse me, my gasp has made my throat go.
I know. It takes your breath away.
It does take your breath away. And so it just continued until I started to also feel very peaceful in the mind. You know, like there was nothing going on in my mind. There was no thought. There was no worry. My patterns and programs, my nail biting, my beating myself up with my thoughts, everything just went quiet. It was like I was in nirvana. And that just continued and got stronger and stronger for a whole 9 months, this awakening experience. And in the last 3 months, I was having these surges of energy. Some know it as Kundalini. It was just like this surging through my feet, all the way through my body, quite sensual, quite heart opening again. And that went on for about 3 months before I turned 50. And when I turned 50, I started to feel myself falling back into my heaviness of my humanity in my body. My thoughts started coming back the way they were. But on the tail end of that, I received three sacred codes that came in, like sacred geometry codes. Some call it in the Keys of Enoch or a few other places around, you know, burning, you know, burnt fire letters.
Mm-hmm.
But they just came in, three on one side, two on the other side. And I started to fluently speak in these languages and to sing in these very high, beautiful codes.
And you said you were never a singer before.
I was able to sing. I never felt drawn to it. I think I went into one band later in life because everyone kept pushing me to do so. But it never came natural for me to do that. And I always used to push it to the side. I knew I had a nice voice, but the voice that was coming through after that experience, I always seemed to sound and sing in my lower registers, this was very high angelic tones. These were very high notes that I normally wouldn't ever easily sing to, but I can quite easily just jump into that at pretty well any time to sing those high notes. So yeah, it was a different sort of tones and frequencies and vibrations that were coming through. So yeah,
you work with, you know, all ages, you know, because I know now here in America they are really trying to shift the work that they're doing with younger children. You know, now instead of making them write standards or stand in the corner or be in timeout, they really work with them on a more energetic, spiritual level. They're doing more yoga, they're doing more they're doing some sound therapy, but they're doing a lot of drumming. They find that that's really helping them with their mathematics and counting. And they're also doing a lot of work with young at-risk youth to really help them calm and center themselves. Are you age specific, or what's your feelings about using this type of therapy with younger children?
Oh, it's perfect. I mean, I get lots of people saying from my first album that I put out that when they put it on, the kids just calm straight down. And that doesn't surprise me. I mean, children are so open to the spiritual world. I'm probably speaking their language. That's probably why they're feeling so calm with the music I put out. I don't specifically work with children because when I'm putting my groups together, obviously children, you'd have to specify your session to.
You got to put your patience on because to get them settled in to calm them down.
Yeah, I mean, because I do sound baths and groups, mostly it's adults that come along because, you know, if you throw a child in there, then that'd aggravate people around that have paid money. So I don't normally have them in my groups, but that's not saying that it's absolutely powerful for children. And of course, we're opening up our creative vessel as well. As soon as we do that, we start to step in. I mean, music's so powerful, isn't it, for us emotionally, mentally, on all levels, as I explained before. I mean, they're even working with it in cancer research now, quite successfully.
Yeah, they're looking at that because, again, you know, it has always been westernized philosophy that if we can't give you a pill or cut it out, you know, there's no place for it. And so, you know, it may take a different route. It may take a little bit longer, but to be open to these types of modalities, to be open to this frequency and these channels are really powerful. So my brains are going to get an opportunity to share in one of your beautiful songs. It is called Higher Calling. And we are going to play that for you now, brains, here on The Edge.
Thank you.
That was absolutely angelic. And your voice, oh my God, it just really settled me into a different place. It's great for meditation, you know, but I would be a little nervous if I was listening to it in the car, because I'd be driving, because it really takes you into a different state. You know, you have to be prepared. Yeah. You have to be ready to receive it. So it was absolutely wonderful. I could see myself burning some non-chapa later on and playing that and just being in a wonderful space. So tell my brains, Trish, how to get in contact with you, and also how to download or purchase a copy of your new CD.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm on many, many spots. I'm on YouTube under my name, Trish Blythman. So you can look on YouTube. I've got a few beautiful videos up there with some of my music as well. Trish Blythman at Bandcamp. Bandcamp's my digital download. That's the perfect way to do it, to get your digital downloads. So Bandcamp under my name. And you can contact me through Facebook under my name again, or Instagram, or also trishblythman@gmail.com. So if you want to get that beautiful higher calling, I mean, the music is really set to help people wake up. And also at this time of evolution, perfect for us to take on those codes that are coming in now from spirit for us. And that's what higher calling was about. It was about us connecting with our spiritual self, being called really from heaven.
And really after COVID, you know, everyone had the perfect time out. So this was the time to reconnect with self, with your source, and with great people like you. And it's not just the music brains. I want you to contact her if you are really looking for someone to help you through some trauma, or, you know, just to relax or to de-stress, because I'm sure she's an amazing, amazing therapist. So thank you for being here on the edge with me. I appreciate you and I value you. Keep us abreast as to what's going on in your world. And if there's anything that we can do to support you here in North America, we are definitely here for you.
Thank you. And yeah, that's my whole thing, is to be able to get these codes out around the world. That's what I want to do. That's my biggest dream, really, is for people to hear my music and to really resonate with it and to help them heal.
Exactly, because we need to heal.
We do. Yeah, now's the time.
That's right. Take care of yourself, brains. Check her out.
Thank you. See everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.